Welcome to the guided meditation for Growing Yourself Psychic, Module 2. Please put yourself in a comfortable position, whether seated or lying down. Take a deep breath and exhale with the sound, ah. A few more times. You want to go ahead and get yourself comfortable. Release any thoughts or feelings from the day or of the to-do list up ahead. Put that all aside right now as we take a bit of a journey through our seven main chakras. So take one more deep breath and make sure your feet are on the ground. If you're lying down, imagine that they're touching the ground. And imagine that you can feel the earth's energy coming up through the bottoms of your feet, running across your ankles, up your calves and shins, swirling around your knees. And you can feel the earth's energy moving through you, waking up all of the cells in your toes and your feet and your legs. It's moving through the parts of your root chakra that governs the legs. The energy moves up across your quads and your hams, through your thighs, into your hips and your pelvic bowl. And here sits our root chakra proper. Its color is red. It's associated with finances, how we view money, our childhood, how we have our home set up, how we view our home now, as we're adults. Sit here for a moment with the sensation of the chakra spinning counterclockwise with multiple leaves that are like flowers, a bit like lotus petals, that you can see spinning at just the right pace, a few inches out from your body. Pay attention to anything that may come up here in terms of emotions, visuals, thoughts, memories, sounds, feelings in your body. Do things feel tight? Do they feel relaxed? Feel the earth's energy helping the chakra to open to just the right width and spin at just the right speed, and know that it's functioning properly here. Take a deep breath as you sit in this rich redness of your root chakra. And then take another deep breath and imagine that you're moving up into your lower abdomen. Feel the energy swirling around your reproductive organs, your lower back, the backside of your pelvis and hips and buttocks. This chakra is called our sacral chakra. The color is orange that's associated with it. It governs our creativity, our sexuality. It's where things are created and eliminated. Our sense of purpose and life's work is here. Very personal boundaries, issues around intimacy are housed here. We may see or experience images of our relationships and/or our work in this chakra. Sit here for a few moments and breathe in and imagine this chakra spinning clockwise in its perfection. Lotus leaves that are unfurled just the right amount, and feel the energy of the earth moving through the chakra as it spins clockwise. We naturally feel the energy flow up into more of our torso, around our intestines, some of our lower internal organs, around our kidneys, The energy moves up above our navel into our third chakra. This is our solar plexus chakra. It's associated with the color yellow. This chakra is about our personality and our sense of personal power. When we experience intuition from our gut, it's from the third chakra and a bit from the second as well. We'll have feelings in our digestive system, our gastrointestinal system. There's a bundle of nerves that are down here in this area, this region of our body, that are connected to our knowing, a bit of a primal nervous system that's there. So take a few deep breaths as you feel the energy expanding across your belly, above your navel, and experience the opening of your third solar plexus chakra. Sit up straight, relax those muscles. Feel the energy really expand this chakra. This is where we work from. This is who we are. Next, we naturally feel the energy move up farther up our torso and into our chest cavity. We feel this beautiful Earth's energy mixed with ours, going in and out and around our ribs, around our lungs, our heart, swirling around our thymus gland that rules our immune system. We feel it move across our chest, and we even feel the energy go down our arms and out to our fingers, as our arms and hands and shoulders are governed by this next chakra, our fourth chakra, our heart chakra. Its colors are green and a bit of pink. This is the first of the upper chakras. The first three were the base chakras. Here in our heart chakra is where our emotional connection, our relationships to others, is housed. Take a few deep breaths and observe this lotus flower opening and spinning in a clockwise direction. You may see yourself dancing here. You may see yourself in relationship to others here. All experiences that you have are right experiences when you're in your chakras. At any point in the chakra meditation, you may experience a spirit guide for yourself. If a character or a personality shows up, know that it's for your highest good. Welcome it and absorb its wisdom to be noted later after the meditation. Next, we feel our energy and that of the earth moving up into our throat. This is where our fifth chakra is, our throat chakra. Its color is light blue. It governs our voice quite literally, and also how we speak our voice and present ourselves creatively in the world, how we speak our truth. And it governs the ears too, and how we hear truth. All of these aspects are related to our throat chakra. Feel free to take a deep breath, clear your throat, feel the energy moving through. The chakra spins counterclockwise, and its lotus petals unfurl. I often experience people's past lives here as I move through their throat chakras in a healing session. You may have images that seem to come from another time or another life. Remember, all answers are right answers here in your chakras. Take a deep breath. Feel the energy moving up across our jaw, swirling through our head, through our sinuses, behind our eyeballs, into our brain. As the energy moves up into our sixth chakra, this is our brow chakra. It's our third eye chakra. It's indigo blue, and our dreams, our clairvoyance, our psychic vision, our visual connections to our spirit guides are all associated with this chakra. Clairaudience occurs in the chakras right above, the more minor chakras right above our ears. All of it is governed by this sixth chakra, the brow chakra. Take some deep breaths here and notice this chakra spinning clockwise and slowly unfurling in just the right ways at the right speed. Take a few deep breaths here and experience what may come. Guides may come through here. Dream slivers may come through here. All experiences are right in your chakras. Take a deep breath and feel the energy moving up into the top of your head. Feel the energy expanding across your scalp. It's as if you can feel your hair follicles enlivening with the earth's energy. Know that your crown chakra sits right above your head and it's open, spinning counterclockwise. It's pointed upwards towards the heavens. This is where our connection to our higher power, of our belief and our knowing, source energy, our higher self, the angelic realms, etc., is housed. You may have memories about religious experiences or religious beliefs here. You may see friendly guides. You may feel the channels opening as you clear through and out anything that no longer belongs here in your crown chakra. Take a few deep breaths and be in this chakra. The color here is white, sometimes silver, sometimes golden white light. Often glittery and sparkly. You may experience a feeling of deep, deep peace as you feel the energy moving up through the chakra. Now take another deep breath and imagine this energy moving up and looping over your head and heading back down through your chakras and around them as they spin, down through your seventh and your sixth, and your fifth, down through your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral chakra, down through your root chakra, and the energy moves back down into the earth. Now I want you to imagine that you can sense your aura around you. It's a bit like a foggy, energetic atmosphere around you. You might even think it looks a bit like cotton candy. Know that our root chakra, our first chakra, correlates to our first layer of our aura. It's that first layer that's outside, the energy that resides in an egg shape around the outside of our body. It's called our etheric body. Next comes the layer of our aura that's related to the second or sacral chakra. And it is called our emotional body. All emotional experiences can be seen here. Next the third layer of our aura, which correlates to our third chakra, the solar plexus chakra, is our mental body. All of these are part of the physical plane. Next, for the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, it correlates to the astral plane and our astral body. And this is the part of us that leaves our body when we astral travel, often happening at night. The next three chakras and layers of the aura are correlated to the spiritual plane. So our fifth chakra, the throat chakra, correlates to our etheric template, the fifth layer of our aura. Our sixth chakra, the brow chakra, correlates to the sixth layer of our aura called the celestial body. And finally, our crown chakra correlates to the seventh layer of our aura called the causal body. Know that with this meditation, and at any time that you desire, you can move through the energy of your subtle energy body. You can move yourself and fresh, clean energy from the earth through your chakras and have it filter out through your aura. It's cleansing. It's clearing. It will help move thoughts, thought forms, emotions, challenges, illness, out of your body in this way. Enjoy this place that you're welcome to come to at any time for centering, healing, grounding. A deep sense of peace. All that you are, the connection to universal love. Take one more deep breath and feel this rainbow of colored energy moving through you, surrounding you and hugging you. And when you feel ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes and feel free to come back into the room. Please grab your notebook. And feel free to take notes on all of the experiences that you had. This concludes our guided meditations.